If you know we serve a faithful God, I need you to clap your hands tonight. Lift up a shout of praise to Jesus. Change my mind, and you never break a promise. You're constant in all.
Hallelujah. Welcome to 21 Days of Prayer. This is day 3. Hallelujah. You're not even halfway there yet, but that's all right. You are here on day 3, and that's important. Just want to remind you, don't forget we have some support items down here for you, whether it's the Pray First manual with different patterns of prayer in book form. You can download that digitally. Also, tonight for corporate prayer, you might want your government and your nation. We're going to be specifically praying for that during our corporate time tonight. So just having that in front of you that you can call out those names if you want. For those that of you that are fasting, great job. Hang on, you've made it 3 days already, and it is worth the sacrifice. Trust me when I say God is doing something inside of you, and you will be more spirit-led, have more clarity, have more divine instinctive connection with your flesh put under than you will by having your flesh rule and reign. So good for you. I've heard multiple things that are going on. We got Daniel fast going on. We got 21 days going. We got 7 days, 3 days every week, and then the rest they're eating. We've got lots of different plans, and I just encourage you, whatever the plan, grab one. It's not too late to start because you're doing something in the supernatural, and that's important. So tonight's topic that I want to share with you is called surrender. I think it's important that as we begin prayer, there are some things that we learn, and that prayer is simply you waving your white flag to the Lord. And you know, in movies where you watch the white flag, that's bad. That means you've been conquered. But as a Christian, that's not a bad thing. That's an amazing thing. In fact, the scripture reading comes from two places tonight, one being Romans, the 12th chapter, the first verse. And it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." This is where Paul's writing to the believers in Rome, that they're to sacrifice themselves to God. This isn't an real life sacrifice, earthly, take a knife, kill yourself on an altar on a rock. That's not what it is, but it's that we are to be a living sacrifice. We're to live a sacrifice life before God, meaning that we lay our ideas, our agendas, our thought patterns, maybe even habits, our fleshly desires, maybe our own earthly purpose that we think we are purposed for, but knowing that God has something designed completely different for us. It's laying them on the altar. It's sacrificing all of that and truly surrendering all of my life to Him. Laying myself down on that altar and saying, God, I trust you. I trust you with my life. I trust you with sometimes things that you want to remove in my life, that I don't know what my life's going to look like without them. It means that I commit to die to these fleshly, selfish desires and live for His purpose. You're doing it right now. At 21 days of prayer, you're surrendering your time, your effort, your energy, some of you finances to use gas money to get here every single night. Some of you are giving up sleep because you should be sleeping because you're ready to go to work when you leave here. All of those are sacrifices, and it's a true act of surrender of what you're doing. And all of it is to lean in to God's presence and to spend time with Him. Why? So that we can deepen our relationship and our knowledge of who He is. I'm not here praying because of what I want Him to do. I'm here praying because I want to know Him. And when I know Him, He can't help but do what He's made to do. He can't help but love me like I love my children, but far greater. It says, if your earthly father here be not able to love, how much greater can the heavenly Father love you? If you ask for bread, is He going to give you a stone? No, that's not the God that we serve. Is it possible that some of us see surrender as a sign of weakness? Because in this world. It's not a passive thing. It's not passive to surrender. It's actually a sign of strength. It's a sign of faith and trust and confidence in the character of the God that we serve. Is it possible that there's things that we don't want to surrender because we don't know what our life would look like if we let it go? Maybe it's a relationship that, quite frankly, is really not a healthy relationship. It's emotionally wounding. It's spiritually unhealthy. May even be physically unhealthy. Yet we hang on to it because it would be better than being alone. And not knowing what that feels like is scary. And so we hang on to something that's unhealthy for us. We do it with our past. We hang on to the things of our past. We allow them to identify who we are. It's those of you that have walked in addiction, those of you that, oh yeah, I am this person. I am a recovering alcoholic. I am an addict. I am a fearful person. I am an insecure person. No, you were an insecure person. You were addicted, but that past is not who you are today. It's simply a part of your history. But you have to stop identifying with that past and start identifying with Christ. That's the surrender. What about that part of our personality that resists people before they can get close enough because we're fearful that they're going to harm us? When really it's insecurity, that you're fearful that you might not be enough in the relationship. That maybe you're not a good friend. Maybe you're not going to be what they need you to be. Maybe you're going to harm them before they get to harm you. And you'd rather put up this wall and keep everyone at bay when really the very wall that you're putting up to keep everyone else at bay is keeping you from your growth in Christ. Because that same wall is between you and Christ every single time, because you won't lay down the insecurity of your personality. Church, I want full surrender in the face of God. I want to sit in His presence fully revealed, fully naked in who I am. All of my bad, all of my good. I don't know that there is much good when you think of it, because without Him, there was no good. It was lost. But with Him, I have found good. I have found how to become in love with Him and to sit in that presence. The scripture tells us in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, submit. It means to literally place yourself under His control. Wave your white flag and let Him capture you and bring you into His servanthood and tell you exactly what to do, where to go, how to think, and what not to think. To Him, and He will make your path straight. It didn't mean that path might not always be easy, but He's going to take out the crooked places. The things that are wrong in you and I, the things that are not surrendered to Him, that are still a part of our own fleshly desire and cause us to be led in the wrong way. He's going to take those out and He's going to make them straight. And life's going to be easier because you do it His way. It's not going to be without trial. It won't be without tribulation. But I promise you, His character is to never leave you nor forsake you. He cannot lie. So tonight, when we pray, will you allow the Holy Spirit to grow what's in you? Will you give up your anger and take on love? Will you give up your anxiety, your worry for peace? Will you give up that hasty spirit that just has to do it as quick as you can because you know what's right, even though you don't even ask God? Just so you can learn to walk in patience. Can we make that exchange tonight? Can we really become vulnerable and wave our white flag? He's waiting to jump into our situation if we'll just surrender.
of ages to the Lamb, and all who've gone before us, and all who will believe, will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name
never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. So good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. and I never want to leave. Never going to leave, but I'll stay right here. I'm never gone, I won't stray away. Thought I'd stay, I never won.
We'll sing of your beauty.
fall down and adore the Lamb of God. We bow down to adore the Lamb of God. Forever we will sing of your beauty. We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of your mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. We fall down, we fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry,
shadow and death and still I know He has good plans. He has good plans for me. So I will take heart in deserts and gardens. He has good plans. He has good plans for me. If I know my Father, I know my Father has good plans. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Lord is my Savior, so why should I doubt my victory? Why would I question the rod and the staff that comforts me? He quiets the waters, He quiets the storm inside of me. So what could be better?
God, amen. Okay, so corporate prayer tonight is going to be for our government. And we're going to do like we did last night, starting with corporate prayer, 2-minute sessions on each idea. And I'm going to give you those four. And then the last 2 minutes we're going to spend in silence tonight, listening as a part of our prayer. So for the first 2 minutes, we are going to ask that our leaders would have, they would be wise and they would have understanding hearts and they would heed to godly counsel that's around them. So that's what we're going to do for the first 2 minutes. Father, for the next part, we ask that our leaders would act with integrity and honesty in our government and that they would have a character that would go before them. Our third point is that we ask that the Lord would pour out a spirit of cooperation between our elected leaders and that they would be able to make decisions together and in the spirit of unity. And lastly, we ask the Lord that he would soften the hearts of those who are filled with the Antichrist spirit, and that he would turn their hearts towards him, that he would open up their hearts to hear the gospel, and that those that are against Christ would hear, truly hear, and be able to make a choice to serve him. And for the last 2 minutes, we'll sit in silence and give God a moment to do what only he can do in our lives. Conclude day 3 of our prayer church. Greet someone on your way out. Encourage them to continue in, and we'll see you here tomorrow night at 6:00. Seven o'clock tomorrow night, because we're going to do prayer during our Wednesday service. And don't forget too, Saturday, my mom asked me earlier, it is at 8 in the morning for those that need that morning time. That's a Saturday morning, so we can gather some of them in the morning as well.